Somebody queue up a bunny with some eggs. Happy Easter, everybody. Ta-ting! Lights are on. What's going on? It's the Ken Braverman Podcast. It's 8:22 p.m. Sunday night. April Frizzle Day. Getting messages because, you know, we just had a party here. It's April 1st. I haven't seen one April Fool's joke yet, except I saw something which I'm going to double check just because it is April 1st. Did Roseanne just do a reunion show, but it was like a show and it was called Roseanne and Trump's America? What? And it got 20 million people to watch it? What? 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 Everybody looked the same. There was like Darlene and John Goodman. I was like, what? What? Exactly. I thought, what? And all of a sudden I was just like, oh my God. I was like, forget Oprah. Roseanne. Roseanne just brought her show back, I guess. I don't know what's going on. It's called Roseanne's in Trump's America. I saw a brief minute clip. And the reason why I'm excited was, yeah, 20 million people. I saw that and I was like, what? I would watch that too. She's making a current sitcom where she gets political in the home. What have we all been doing for the last year and a half or more, 2 years, but arguing about, really a year and a half, arguing about politics with loved ones and at Thanksgiving dinners and Easter. Happy freaking Easter, everybody. You have someone around the table who maybe is a Trump hanger-on and isn't admitting reality yet. Things get heated, right? I don't even watch my talk anymore. I just talk as if what I say is the truth, regardless of whether it's right or left, even though it's mostly left. So, or left-leaning. Or just different leaning. It's not right, that's for sure. Although it is accurate. Anyway, I think there's a lot of political talk going on. It's certainly still heated because we have this unrest. You know, what do we do on the Ken Braverman Podcast? We remind us of two things. One, we got to get rid of the dirty scoundrel in presidency right now. We'll take anybody else. I'll even take a religious nut job in vice presidency instead. Anyone else is better. And let's get rid of him. That's number one. Number two is let's ban AR-15s. I can talk a little bit about, is it Goff or what's the guy, the kid's name? There's a kid who looks old. There's a kid who looks like a broadcaster, the 16 or 17 year old kid who got attacked by Laura Ingraham and responds with just the facts. That's what's awesome about him is he just responds with straight to the point. Like, do you want to come out and criticize me? Yes. You know, we want to do something about guns. You're a shill for the NRA, Laura Ingraham. And you want to attack me because you're trying to get some press and you want to change the subject, which he's totally right. She's trying to change the subject. I didn't even think of that. I just thought, oh, she's trying to get her own publicity, but her own publicity and changing the subject, it's a dual goal just to get us to stop talking about why hasn't Congress proposed legislation that we can at least vote on that says, can we ban AR-15s, please? Can we ban this weapon that mows down people like a video game, please? No real world video game weapons for kids. Can we at least do that everywhere? Repealing Second Amendment, maybe. I don't need to go that far. We just the Second Amendment does not say you can have an AR-15. You don't even need to repeal the Second Amendment. You can still have guns without having AR-15s. I don't understand what the problem is. Anyway, the kid who is making a name for himself, and he gets right to the point. And so he said, all right, Laura Ingraham, what if you're gonna say that I didn't get into four schools, what kind of stupid comment is it? It's really just she did what Santorum did. What Laura Ingraham did is she looked at what Rick Santorum did. Rick Santorum started with some criticism and plays a game, which is I'm gonna do something that nobody else is doing because it's gonna get me press. So because nobody would ever criticize teenagers getting shot by teenagers thrown out of that school, that literally getting shot with a massively powerful weapon, that criticizing the children who survived that is a ridiculous thing to do. And so therefore, if someone in a position of limelight or you know, a position of broadcasting or whatever, a position on the Fox News or wherever she's doing this, and somebody who does that, that it's worthy of news because nobody should ever be doing that. It's ridiculous, right? Especially for things unrelated. Anyway, he responded with, he said, you know, tell me who your advertisers are. I will tell them that they are advertising on a show I'm paraphrasing here because I don't remember exactly what he said, but I saw what he meant, and which was, give me your advertisers and I will tell them that, you know, they are supporting someone who's criticizing people trying to get gun legislation going after surviving a shooting at their school. Like, and everyone I tell that to will know that, you know, whatever this company at Company X, let's call it Blackwater. let's deframe Eric Prince because everyone should be doing that. Let's say that that Blackwater is sponsoring Fox News, then Blackwater doesn't even exist anymore. It's like named a different company now. It was an old mercenary company from the 90s. Now, let's say that he says, you know, Blackwater, you're supporting Fox News. Now everyone we know is not going to support Blackwater because I'm going to be mentioning that. And we're going to be just telling everyone. Not necessarily boycott, but just like public shaming. I did a podcast a while ago about slut shaming and how slut shaming doesn't exist anymore because of the way the internet works as much, or not nearly as much anymore, because there's just everyone's personal stuff is everywhere. So it doesn't happen like it used to. But one type of shaming that does work is public perception shaming, which is a similar type thing, which is more foundationally based in what we want. Like, if, for example, I would never sponsor Laura Ingraham's show with my own business or whatever. If I was doing a Sprouts ad, you know, like, hey, you know, if you need to do something in Excel, kick ass, do some Sprouts, man. I would never pay Laura Ingraham, you know, $50,000 to throw an ad on there because I wouldn't want to support her show unless I wanted to use that airtime to circumvent her wishes, in which case, you know, doing some type of ad against Trump or whatever so that people that are watching her show see my ad like John Oliver does, in that sense, as using, weaponizing the ad time, weaponizing the view time. In that sense, this is the only reason I would ever pay her for anything. I would never support her cause of being a shill for people like the Mercers and, you know, people that are un-American, which is what they do. Now, what Goff or Hoff, whatever the kid's name is, you know who I'm talking about. He looks like a freaking young Peter Jennings. What he's doing is like, right now the limelight is on us. So normally nobody would care about teenagers in Florida. Normally teenagers in Florida would be the butt of most jokes, you know, or you know, if there's an odd event that occurred, you know, or an alligator ate a baby, we'd be like, yeah, that was fed to it by a Florida teenager. Like, everyone would believe that story happened. Now, normally that's your view of a Florida teenager. Well, not anymore. Now our Florida teenagers are becoming a political force to do something that the rest of us have been unable to do, which is put some checks and caps on the NRA. Who'd have thought that the NRA is not really American? They don't feel like it. Not the way they're shifting money in from other countries. It does not sound like they are a good organization. And I don't think the NRA is gun rights in the U.S. I do not think that is accurate. I believe that we have a Second Amendment regardless of the NRA. And we have to look at that. But I mean, this doesn't need to be a pod about the NRA. But what it does need to be a pod about, and why I started this, was that I saw this Roseanne. And you know what? She doesn't look bad. I saw this Roseanne, and I saw this, and it was playing tricks on my brain because I was like, wait a minute. I was like, no, the other people in there look like they are young. I'm like, wait a minute. Did they superimpose something? I'm like, wait a minute. Are they doing some weird Forrest Gump trick here? Did they superimpose Roseanne on an old episode? I'm like, no, this was an actual, oh my God. Like, this is a total reboot. And it was such a memory jogger that I completely believe it got 20 million viewers. And I didn't even know it was on. And I don't think you knew it was on either. Who knew that Roseanne was on probably, you know, Channel 7 or whatever, right? Roseanne's on probably ABC, NBC, or CBS. It's going to be on one of those. I don't think it's going to be on Fox. It was weird. There's a differential between Fox and Fox News. But anyway, it's on there. It's Roseanne and Trump's America. She has given herself a force. She will get more than 20 million people if she's doing once a week. And it's topical with what's going on, and she is on to something, because I would watch that, and I would never watch a sitcom, but I would watch that because it reminds me of growing up, and all of a sudden it's new. So it's got this memberberry aspect to it, and also it's probably going to be funny. She's still funny. So what it made me think of was this is an amazing, amazing weird thing that I think has been an issue and a problem for. It is a problem as we become more in tune with social media and less in tune with the old traditional what was on at cable at this hour. Like, I know a lot of youth, and I'm sure people older as well, don't necessarily watch what's on television on a given night anymore because they don't even have cable, right? Now, so the setting of the hitting the sitcom at the same hour every night was an older thing that I remember growing up because the choices in media used to be different, right? We all didn't have our phones right next to us with any, you know, I want to learn about the newest type of robotics on my phone. In the next 3 minutes, I'll just go to YouTube and type it in and I'll find out immediately what's the hottest stuff ever. Like the world has completely changed, right? Yet, so what that causes is that causes us to have a very diffuse band of different types of media that hit us all the time. You know, like we don't all watch the same show anymore. We don't all watch Mary Tyler Moore at this hour. We don't see Dick Van Dyke. The Ed Sullivan Show is not on tonight, although it is on YouTube. But it's, and I watch it with my grandpa sometimes, not the Ed Sullivan Show. I'll watch other things. But all that stuff is old and on call, right? So what happens because our bands of media are so diffuse and what we get to choose is better. When something comes along like this, Roseanne is like a Star Wars movie. Okay, Roseanne's very much like the Star Wars movie here and a comeback 20 years later. When something that has already name recognition reboots itself, and in this weird pivotal time where things have become so political that the truth is smeared, right? Everyone gets a different version of the truth online. Everyone gets a different a version of the truth through email, through ads, through everything that hit us through our digital devices, right? We don't always necessarily share this one universal band of media. Well, if all of a sudden Roseanne comes in and gets people like me, and I would imagine we would watch this with my six-year-old son, believe it or not, I'm guessing, even though there might be some crude aspects to it, I imagine Roseanne is going to make us think. And she's going to get out some real facts about what's going on. And her version on this sitcom is going to hit 30 million people a week. And she's going to do other media on top of it. I think this is really something. I want to go and I want to fetch her first episode online as soon as I'm done with this podcast. And I want to see if I'm right. And if she's really going to be on the edge of what we need right now, which is an exposition of the truth through a universal band of media source that hits people in their homes through even an old media like the cable and the new media like the phone and the new media like the computer. And it hits you on all areas. And I will tune in and I will watch Roseanne because I'm going to laugh. And also I'm going to see what the public blue collar take on what is going on in the fundamental shift in what's going on in government now, which is so interesting and pivotal. It's pivotal how she's gonna massage that and what she's gonna spit out as truth and what she's not gonna touch. I think that is really intriguing, and I really want. I'm excited to get off this podcast and go check that out. So, yeah, Roseanne is like Star Wars, and we're all gonna get hit with that. And she's like a non-PC Star Wars. I don't know. I may be overdoing it, but I saw that because I'm just amazed to see everybody from 20 some years ago looking so very similar around the table. Like, it's hilarious. That's awesome too. I think she could have a run with this definitely until Trump is out for the next 2 or 3 years. Easy. I think so. Yeah, I would say watch it even without having seen a full episode yet. Now, is there anything else we want to talk about? Oh yeah. So I'll, why not finish off with this? So had a party last night, had a party at the house. I planned for a lot of people, ended up having much less. No, I mean, we still hit the 20s at some point, but it was good. It was a great time. Actually, the people that showed up, you guys are awesome. No, it was a good time. I tried to make a mini reunion of my own sorts, actually. It's kind of When I saw the Roseanne, it made me, I was already in the mindset of thinking about 20 years ago because I made it sort of a high school thing. And there were people that I had not seen other than maybe one time in over 20 years. So that's awesome. And I hope to do it again and have more. So I bought 10 pizzas and we only ate the equivalent of like two or three of them. And then I had other, oh my goodness. The amount of food thrown away is truly a, it's truly, it's a food catastrophe, essentially. I look at it and I want to reheat stuff, but I know I'm going to get sick. So I'm just going to chuck it. But man, oh Lord, it's so sad because it's such good pizza. There's other stuff too. Anyway, I'll go cry over the food and clean my house. I scheduled a carpet cleaning for tomorrow. This is the thing. I threw it together late. I overprepared. fine. But like planning a party and doing it right, I shouldn't brag because not enough people showed up. But in general, like setting it up, planning for it, taking care of everything, if you know what you're doing, it's not that big of a deal. Cleaned the whole house, ordered everything, got all the food in, scheduled the cleaning, like stuff's easy. I don't know what people complain about. Like just I should have been a wedding planner. Somebody asked me to do a wedding planner scrap once, I'll do that for y'all. Because, oh yeah, that's the other thing. Friends of mine, good friends of mine, were getting married this weekend, and it was like a semi-secret. It was a semi-secret, and so I found out about it by accident because I found out about it as I was getting people to come to my house for this party, and so they got married, and that and a lot of people went to that. So good for them. But I'll do a wedding planner scrap at some point, get out to people so that you can get your. There's so much going on that you just, if you just organize and just go down the list one by one, bang, 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 it's not that big of a deal. With technology the way it is today, I had other people cook my food. I wasn't a moron and like grilled and ended up getting dirty grill everywhere and burning wieners. I didn't do any of that. Just got to be smart with this stuff. All right. Ken Braverman is out. Go watch Roseanne. That's what I'm going to do.